Welcome back to Tourism Talk, brought to you by the Baltimore Tourism Association. I'm your host, Chris Reel from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, and today I am joined by Kate Hendrickson, the Media Relations Manager for one of Baltimore's biggest attractions, the National Aquarium. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Absolutely. My pleasure. It's good to see you here today. I think anybody that lives in Baltimore, or really in the state of Maryland, is familiar with the aquarium right down there on the shores of the Inner Harbor. Been one of the largest attractions in the city since it first opened up back in the early 1980s. Really evolved a lot since then.
Absolutely. Like you said, we're located right down in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. We're almost the jewel of the Inner Harbor, which is really great for us. We can see people from in town, people from out of town. We really see a great range of visitors. We've been open for almost 33 years now, and it's doing well.
I think every school kid in the Baltimore area has a field trip to the aquarium. I think we went every summer when I was in school, but it never got old because there was always something new.
There's always something new. And it's a funny story. I'm actually not from the Baltimore area. Mm-hmm. I'm from close by in New Jersey, but I actually came to the Baltimore area and went to National Aquarium when I was in middle school.
Really?
So I even had a field trip from when I didn't live here.
How about that?
Yeah.
All the way down from New Jersey.
It was a great trip. And really, some of the things that I really loved when I visited then are still there now, plus even so much more.
Great. You liked it so much, you went and got a job there.
I liked it so much, I went and applied.
That's awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the aquarium. I know when it first opened back in the 1980s, mm-hmm. what were we dealing with? And as opposed to what we have today, can you kind of walk us through that timeline?
Sure,
a little bit?
Absolutely. So when we first opened, we had your traditional aquarium pieces. We have, you know, fish in great habitats. We have everything from dolphins to Great Barrier Reef kind of animals, large sharks that you'd see in the Chesapeake Bay, etc. Since then, we've done a lot of really great things to expand the aquarium and the experience that you have there. We've opened our Marine Mammal Pavilion on Pier 4, which has jellyfish and dolphins, like I mentioned. And then since then, we've also opened Australia, mm-hmm. Animal Planet Australia Wild Extremes, which is a really fun exhibit located in the front of the aquarium. It's fully immersive, which means that you are looking at fish right at eye level. You look up and you see birds, and you look even higher and you see bats.
Wow.
So we have everything within that exhibit. And most recently, we opened Black Tip Reef. It's our newest exhibit. It's right in the center of the aquarium. We're really excited about it. It's based off of an Indo-Pacific reef. So think Great Barrier Reef, reefs off of Hawaii. There's a really great variety of species in this exhibit, including 20 black tip reef sharks, which is what the exhibit is named after. But we also have two other types of sharks, two types of rays, Calypso, which is an aquarium favorite, and Calypso is our 500-plus pound green sea turtle.
Oh, yes.
Yes, she's an aquarium favorite, as well as Zeke and Zoe, who are zebra sharks.
Okay. Now, Calypso, there's something sort of unique about Calypso also, right?
There is. Calypso is actually a rescue animal. Uh-huh. She came to us off of Long Island Sound, and she was rescued because she was suffering from cold stunning. And cold stunning is something that happens to turtles when the water gets too cold. It's basically like hypothermia for turtles, mm-hmm. as humans would get hypothermia, and their systems don't work. And unfortunately with Calypso, she had some complications and had to have one of her flippers amputated. So she actually only has three flippers. And the interesting thing that is exciting to me is that when she came to us, she was only 20 pounds or so, and now she's 518 pounds, I
wow.
believe. So she's doing well. She's healthy. She knows how to navigate that reef like a queen.
She gets around pretty well.
She gets around pretty well, and she's doing really great.
And how old is she? Do you know exactly?
We don't know exactly, but we think she's about 15-ish years old. So she has a long way to go as well.
That's great. Yeah, I know that everybody is always looking for Calypso when they come in there, and they always want to see her. She's definitely
she's a favorite for little kids who really love how big she is and how entertaining she is, but also for adults. She's a really cool animal to learn about.
So Black Tip Reef,
yeah.
the newest attraction, and you mentioned already those black tip reef sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about them?
Sure.
I know I went a few weeks ago, and I was actually surprised. They're not all that big, are they?
They are not. So there's obviously in the world a great amount of species of sharks, varying from large, terrifying sharks with big teeth to smaller sharks that look like little cuddly things.
The black I don't know about that.
There are. It's so funny. Before I worked at the aquarium, you would never think that I would say, oh, that shark is so cute.
A cuddly shark?
But I have. I've said it. So black-tipped reef sharks are somewhere in the middle of those two things. Okay. Not scary, not cuddly. So they're apex predators. They're really fast-moving, sleek sharks. Right now, they're about 3 or 4 feet, but they'll grow to be about 5 or 6 feet long.
Oh, so these are actually juvenile sharks.
Yes, yeah. So when we actually, in opening the exhibit, we got the sharks about a year before we opened. Because there are so many, we wanted them to grow up together. Mm-hmm. So they could work together, so they could live like they would in the wild as a social group. So they are still juveniles, yes.
And the other animals that you mentioned in Black Tip Reef, these are animals that would exist naturally in that habitat?
Oh, yes. So these animals are, there are about 750 animals total from about 75 species within Black Tip Reef, and they are very much the ecosystem that you would see in the world. We'd like to call Black Tip Reef and reefs in general the city of the ocean. Mm-hmm. So you see all types of different species living together in all types of different ways, just like you'd see a lot of different people living together in a crowded city like Baltimore, New York, etc.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the other habitats that you have there in the aquarium? I'm particularly interested in those habitats that are sort of native to Maryland and the Chesapeake Bay.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we are the National Aquarium, but we recognize that our backyard is an amazing aquatic resource, the Chesapeake Bay. So we try to represent that as best that we can. We kind of say, like, it's another wonder of the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
We'll battle for that in Congress at some day. But we do try to showcase some of those awesome animals and some of the habitats that you'd see right outside in Baltimore. We have diamondback terrapins, which are a really awesome species that are here locally. We have a lot of different other animals such as blue crabs we showcase. You don't just eat them. They're also really interesting animals. Sculpin fish, which are these really interesting little fish that live amongst the marsh areas. We also have a loggerhead turtle, which is the only other sea turtle that we have at the aquarium. And we showcase this loggerhead turtle because they actually go through our area, or they travel from the north to the south. And we want to showcase not only animals that are here all the time, but animals that you might see during transfer periods.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And am I correct in assuming that there's also a Baltimore Oriole there?
Or? Oh, no. We would love to have a Baltimore Oriole, but we don't currently have space for it. But if you know somebody who wants to help us build it, we'll bring it there.
We'll look into that. We'll put a pin in that and maybe revisit it at a later time. But that does sort of transition nicely into some of the other work that you guys are doing around the region with conservation and environmental awareness. Can you talk a little bit about some of the projects you're working on?
Absolutely. So we're not just an attraction here in Baltimore, someplace for you to visit. We really love having people come in and learn more about animals and saving the environment and the ocean. But we're much more than that. We're actually a conservation organization at heart. Our mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. And that ranges from everything from the fish and the sharks in the sea to the birds that live on the marshlands to the people and the actual areas that they're living in. Mm-hmm. And so we try to educate people who visit us while they're at the aquarium, but we also have a team that's out in the field. We restore different areas around the Chesapeake Bay, Virginia area. So what that means is, for example, we have field days at Fort McHenry. Mm. Fort McHenry is an amazing place that we have here in Baltimore. It's a great resource for people to visit, but it also actually hosts a wetland, which cultivates native species like those terrapins, like some of those other fish, some of the amazing herons and birds that are in our area. But unfortunately, with the trash that goes into the water, with different chemicals that go in, this place gets dirty, basically. So we have teams from our conservation group as well as volunteers. We have kind of open calls where we go and we clean up. I mean, it doesn't solve the problem, but it's taking steps to better our area and to keep it clean for these animals so they can keep living here.
That's interesting. You know, mm-hmm. we've been talking a lot about Fort McHenry,
yeah.
particularly this year with the bicentennial yeah. of the Star Spangled Banner. And we know what a historic treasure
oh, yeah.
Fort McHenry is, but it's also an environmental treasure.
It absolutely is an environmental treasure. We had some amazing herons that we haven't seen in the bay this far up in a while show up there this past year, and they've been kind of laying their nests and being there, which shows that it's getting better.
It's working.
It's working, and it's getting better for them because they want to have this space, and we're helping provide it.
And you mentioned that you reach out and invite volunteers to
yeah.
come in and help out with this, so you don't have to be a scientist or a professor to go out and do this work. How would someone get involved with something like that?
No, we absolutely would love to have as many volunteers as we can for these events, ranging at Fort McHenry to other places around town and throughout the Chesapeake Bay area. We do provide a list of events on our website at www.aqua.org as they come up throughout the year, and people can go and sign up and join us. Like you said, you don't have to be a scientist. You just have to want to help out. We love seeing anybody with passion to help save the ocean and help the earth.
And that website again is www.aqua.org, A-Q-U-A, aqua.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main website for the
yes.
aquarium. And from there, you can learn about programs that are going on at the aquarium itself, but also these volunteer programs that
definitely. You can find out a lot of things at aqua.org. We like to have it as a resource. You can find out about volunteer opportunities, about our conservation action, about the things that you'll see when you come visit, about our partners and different deals that you can get while you're in town, all kinds of really great stuff.
Now, we talk a lot about group travel mm-hmm. here, groups coming in from outside of the region, motor
sure.
coach groups and things like that. And you can go by the aquarium on any given day and see buses lined up there
oh, yeah.
outside in the driveway. So obviously, it's a great group attraction.
Definitely. We love having groups come in from out of town or from in town, really, or the area. We're a fun place. We have a lot of great opportunities for groups.
Excellent, excellent. And you can make those reservations in advance. You can contact the group sales office, or you can contact a receptive operator. I don't know, like Baltimore Rent-A-Tour maybe.
And, yes, call them.
Those arrangements put together for you. We get calls all the time, and the aquarium is usually one of the first things that folks ask about.
When you're coming to Baltimore, there's so many things to do.
Right.
We're just happy to be part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And talk a little bit about some of those promotions that you mentioned for
mm-hmm.
folks, maybe not in groups, but folks that are nearby.
Sure.
What kind of things are you offering to get those folks in the door?
Sure. We have a couple access programs that are really great for people who are visiting who, you know, are on a budget. We completely understand that, but we still want to offer times when they can visit. We have a couple programs such as Fridays After Five. Mm-hmm. Fridays After Five runs from the fall to the spring, where people can visit on Friday evenings from 5 to 8 for a discounted admission.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a program called Maryland Mornings, which runs about the same time of year. People who are residents of Maryland, anywhere, not just Baltimore, anywhere in Maryland, can come for a discounted rate in the morning until noon.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we'll make sure that we get those folks through the door. We'll get
Definitely.
The word out there about that. Once again, the website is www.aqua.org. And I have a note here. If you go to aqua.org/connect,
mm-hmm.
then you can actually participate or be a part of some of those social media platforms.
Yeah, we are all over social media, from Facebook to Twitter to YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest. If you want some really fun fish ideas for your party, we've got some really great stuff on social media, and we love to connect with people.
Yeah, it's great just following the aquarium on Facebook. You get some really
yeah.
interesting things in your news feed.
Cool.
Well, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank
Kate.
You so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Once again, Kate Hendrickson, the Media Relations Manager for the National Aquarium in Baltimore. www.aqua.org is the website. We encourage you to check that out. You are listening to Tourism Talk here on Baltimore Internet Radio, brought to you by the Baltimore Tourism Association. I'm your host, Chris Reel, from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, and we'll see you again soon.